Today, Afghanistan celebrates its Independence Day, marking the day 84 years ago when the country won freedom from Britain. Opponents of the U.S.-backed president, Hamid Karzai, marked this day with new attacks against the government. 9 policemen were killed in a southeastern province, and 2 aid workers were wounded in the north. Nobody has claimed responsibility, but authorities blame the Taliban for several recent attacks. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us now from Kabul. Michael, what can you tell us about today's developments?
Well, the day started okay, Steve. There was dancing and a parade at the National Stadium here, and a speech from President Karzai congratulating Afghans on their victory over the British and the Russians, and more recently against what he called the terrorists and their servants. That was a thinly veiled reference to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which allowed Osama bin Laden's organization a free rein here. But of course, then came the news of the attacks that you mentioned, attacks which suggest that while the Taliban may not run things here anymore, they haven't gone away either.
Are the Taliban causing more trouble as time goes on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not surprising that they would try something today to embarrass the government, it being a holiday. But you know, more than 60 people were killed in several attacks around the country last week as well. The government says the Taliban was behind those attacks. Then over the weekend here, there were 2 attacks against police outposts in Paktika province, in which authorities say several hundred Taliban guerrillas took part. Afghan officials say nearly 30 police and Taliban fighters were killed then, and they say the attackers then fled across the border into neighboring Pakistan. So altogether, added up, more than 100 people have been killed in the past 7 days, and that makes it one of the bloodiest weeks since the U.S.-led intervention routed the Taliban almost 2 years ago.
And Michael, I think we have to ask the same question that people are asking in Iraq. How organized are these attacks exactly?
Well, talk to people here, and they certainly say that the government certainly says that the attacks here are organized, and so do many people in the aid community here as well who've had their workers and their vehicles targeted as well. I mean, the feeling here is that the Taliban is reconstituting itself in some way. There's talk that the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, is coordinating the attacks. And many Afghan officials say that neighboring Pakistan appears to be allowing these groups to base themselves on the Pakistan side of the border from where they launched these raids. Now, Pakistan, of course, completely denies this, but there's been bad blood between the two countries recently. And President Karzai's spokesman said yesterday that foreign elements, which he called Urdu and Arabic speakers, were among those involved in Sunday's attacks. He didn't say how he knew this, but he said the issue would be raised later this week when Pakistan's foreign minister visits Kabul.
Well, how else is President Karzai responding to the foreign elements or whoever it is?
Well, after last week's attacks, President Karzai fired 3 governors and replaced 6 provincial security chiefs in the areas where many of the attacks have taken place. Now, how much good that will do is anybody's guess. You have to remember that there's no real Afghan army yet to speak of. There's just these local militias mainly, which are controlled by the provincial governors whose loyalties are to those governors and not necessarily the central government. And I think that helps explain why the government continues to ask that the mandate of the International Stabilization Force here, which last week came under NATO control, that force be expanded. There's 5,000 ISAF troops here now, but they're restricted to the capital here in Kabul. And the government and the United Nations want ISAF to push out into the countryside to discourage attacks like the ones we've seen in the past week. So far, ISAF and the United States have resisted doing so. Let me just add that, you know, don't forget the roughly 9,000 U.S. military personnel here too, Steve. I mean, their main mission is hunting Al-Qaeda at this point, but they may decide to focus more attention on these guys too if these attacks continue.
And I guess we should mention, we can't say that there's a connection, but that explosion in Kandahar took place in a city where one of the provincial governors was just replaced the other day.
That's correct.
NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Kabul. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.